Galveston and Durham.
And the other big story this week, John, is the economy and the troubles there. And the presidential candidates have been attacking each other's plans relentlessly. Each have released new ads trying to outdo the other. For more, we're going to Jonathan Martin from Politico.com, who's been following the campaigns, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
So McCain's got some new ads. What's his message in responding to what's happening in the economy?
It's interesting. This is a fascinating window onto John McCain. On the one hand, he's a traditional pro-business, less taxes, low regulation Republican, but he also has some Teddy Roosevelt impulses, the sort of populist, trust-busting outrage. And we've seen more of that Roosevelt side on display here. He recognizes that people are deeply concerned about the financial crisis. They may not know entirely why they're concerned, but he does recognize that people are affected by this turmoil, and so he has taken to the stump and also included in ads some really populist language, guys, talking about the greed of these Wall Street executives that spurred this crisis, and that how he plans to crack down on these practices and will institute a new framework of regulations to deal with this issue and make sure that it doesn't happen again. But there is a bit of a conflict there because he is traditionally more a deregulator.
Interesting that you said he may not know why the economy is struggling as it is, because, of course, that's the hole that Barack Obama jumped through based on statements McCain made on Monday suggesting that the fundamentals of our economy are strong.
Right, exactly. You know, his first event Monday, he said something that he's, you know, mentioned dozens of times, guys, on the campaign trail during the course of this year. It's an optimistic statement meant to reassure Americans that the fundamentals of the economy are still strong. The problem with that, he had just released an ad saying the economy is in crisis and the market was plunging and these brokerage houses are going bust. So it was sort of a ill-chosen turn of phrase. He quickly changed his words later in the day when his staff realized that he had been opened up for attack. But that's not the only thing McCain has said. He also in the past has said that economics is not something that he understands very, very well. And Democrats have hammered him for that, too. But, guys, the fact is on this, I don't think Obama or McCain really have a full appreciation for why this happened and the extent of what the law means. And they are scrambling right now to address these issues in a campaign that less than a week ago was being fought on, you know, process and Sarah Palin. And it's now rejiggered and focused on real issues.
Well, I'm grateful that it's back to the issues. Speaking of scrambling, though, does McCain have a bailout problem because of his history in the savings and loan crisis?
I'm not sure how many voters recall that. I mean, obviously, Democrats could use that against him, but I'm not sure how resonant that is to this day, John.
That's probably a good news for McCain, then.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. But, you know, McCain's bigger challenge, John, on this is simply voters recognize the country is headed in the wrong direction. 80-20, that's what they say in the polls. What this crisis reminds them of, things are not right somehow in this country. They may not know exactly what happened on Wall Street. They just recognize here's yet more evidence for a country unsettled. And, you know, that therefore brings an impulse to change. Why would they have the same party for a third term when they believe the country's headed in the wrong direction? So for me, the meta challenge here for McCain is it just reminds voters of problems here.
Jonathan Martin, 5 weeks and counting, right?
We're counting it down. I think we're at 48 days.
48 days. Thank you.
Who's counting?
48 days. Thank you, sir. Jonathan Martin.
Thanks, guys.
A reporter for Politico.com.
We're talking about bailouts. How much should the government be willing to bail out financial companies in need? And how does this week's financial news affect your confidence? Scramble like the candidates to respond to the financial crisis at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.